Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, people. Welcome to the Sports Team Show. I'm your host, Ian Mackey, and I'm with my boy, Vance Owens. Vance, say what's up to the people.
What's going on, people?
Yeah. Thanks for all the people who listen, man. Keep listening. Keep telling your friends about Blog Talk Radio, Sports Team Show. Yo, we're just trying to give the people what they want. And just, you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to give y'all sports, man. I know a lot of y'all don't know a lot about it. Some of y'all do. So we can give you some better insight from what we see. So, you know, on that note, Vance, you know what I'm saying? We two shows in a week. It's like we back. We here, we back. Let's keep this rolling, baby. And it felt good to get back in the battle. How did it feel to get back?
Hopefully we back. Yeah. But how you going to tell people they don't know about sports, though?
Not everybody. No, some people who listen may not. So there's a lot of people who listen who don't know nothing about sports. Let us talk to you. Let us be your friend, and we're going to guide you in the right direction.
We're going to be a
sports friend. You know what I'm saying? We're going to friend zone.
Okay.
We ain't going to be in love. We're going to friend zone. So let's get
friend
it going,
zone.
Man.
Okay.
I want to talk about the NBA, what's happening. Man, I got to get this stuff off my chest. Man, look, bad teams, they make bad decisions. And the Sacramento Kings, I'm watching them. I know it's only been a few games, like Kings playing one game so far. But Sacramento Kings, they got to figure it out. Look, you cannot have Melvin Bagley coming off the bench. You can't have Harry Giles playing a couple. Look, you got to start Melvin Bagley for one. You got to play Willie Cauley-Stein. You got to play your young guys you drafted. You got to see what you got. You can't bring them off the bench. I know you want to bring them in gradually. I mean, this is back season by fire. You got to put them boys out there, and by January or February, you should know what these guys are or what they can be. Because right now, what they're doing, they're trying to bring them in. So I know Harry Johnson got back from a knee injury. I know Melvin Bagley is a rookie. But you got to – the reason bad organizations do bad things and they continue to be bad is because they just make dumb decisions and dumb decision after dumb decision, and you see why you never grow. And I want to see Sacramento Kings be good again, not just because they play against L.A. or they're in the Western Conference. I'm just tired of teams being sorry, and I feel bad for them. So I don't know if you guys need to talk to the coach, but you got to start Melvin Bagley. You got to play your young guys. You got to see what you got. And if they ain't no good, you scrap it. Well, you can't scrap Melvin Bagley because you just got him, but you scrap Harry Giles. You scrap Skylar Bricier, and you start all over because you can't keep starting all over. You got to see what these guys got. You got to put them in there and let them play. That's why I see bad organizations doing bad things. Like, not only them, the 76ers. Now, Vance, once I get this rant off of me because I've been holding it in all day, look, you can't play Markelle Fultz in the first half and then sit him on the bench in the second half talking about, we'll start him in the first half, then let J.J. Redick come in the second half. No, either you start him or you make him come off the bench because you're confusing him. It's like sleeping with a girl and you don't give her a title, man, she's still confused, you know? She's like, well, what are we? Well, baby, we kicking it. Well, she wants to, the more you in that situation with that girl, the uglier that relationship's going to get. And I promise you, that ain't giving Markelle Fultz confidence. So either you play him, you want to sacrifice some games to see what you really have in Markelle Fultz. You just can't play him in the first half tough and not play him in the second half tough. Either you're going to start him or he's going to come off the bench. You can't have it both ways. You can't play two quarterbacks. It's like playing two quarterbacks, too. But I like the woman analogy better that, hey, can't be sleeping with her continuously and not give her the title of your girlfriend. Because sooner or later, she's going to get tired of being in that situation. And then your whole relationship is going to be in turmoil. So those two organizations, I know Philly's getting back on the right track. They got Elton Brand as president of basketball operations in the GM. And I like the way James Jones did with the Suns, bringing in Isaiah Cannon and Jamal Crawford, some veteran leadership. But some of these organizations, the reason they're as bad as they've been or they continue to stay bad is because they make bad decisions day in and day out, not only from the top of the organizations, from GM to coach to vice president, but probably they're probably their bus drivers are horrible, the transportation is crazy, and their planes are trash. Because if you keep making bad decisions, you're making bad decisions every day of your life. You're eating it. Parties and eating at Applebee's. No disrespect to the place. They want to sponsor. We down. But right now, y'all horrible. Roots is horrible. Vance, now that I got this rant off my chest about bad teams and bad organizations, I know you got to filter through some of it. But how do you feel about Sacramento Kings and the Sixers and the decisions they make about these key players on their team?
Well, let's start with Sacramento, man. You got you drafted Melvin Bagley. What did you draft Melvin Bagley? Third, right? Second or third? Second or third, Melvin Bagley is playing 12 minutes in the first game of the year. He should be playing more than 12 minutes. Yeah, I mean, 12 minutes. And then he only took 6 shots in the game. Just like you said, it starts somewhere. Either if it's the coach, the GM, the president, need to go talk to the coach and be like, this boy, he needs to get more minutes because you're not going to see what you got if you're playing him 12 minutes. He only get 6 shots himself. I mean, you got Willie Cauley-Stein. He did have a good game last game, 23-10. But you don't see Willie Cauley-Stein as being a backbone to your franchise. DeAndre Fox played a good game. He had 21 points. But Melvin Bagley supposed to be that dude, and he's not going to be that dude playing 12 minutes a game. And, you know, basketball is all confidence. And if you lose the confidence, you're going to lose the player. And coming in, Melvin Bagley was a dude coming out of Duke. He reclassified. He's really young. He really classified. He really was a junior playing senior in high school, came in Duke early, led him last year. I mean, he's a good player, but he's not going – once he loses confidence, it's gone, man. And like you said, Harry Giles, I know Harry Giles will come off a knee injury, so you're going to work him in slow, but 9 minutes, I think Harry Giles needs more minutes than that. And we can go to Philly, Markelle Fultz. All right, I understand him a little bit by bringing Markelle Fultz along slowly. You don't know what you got in him yet because of his arm, his jump shot. But like I said, if you're going to play him the whole game. Play him at the one, play him at the two, whatever position you're going to play him in. Let him start, let him get it, basketball back under, you know. Because playing J.J. Redick, which J.J. Redick is a good player, and he's a good he's good for the team. But I believe J.J. Redick should be relegated to the backup role now. He should let folks go on the rest of the year. That's my take on that, though.
Yeah, I feel like if the 76ers truly want to be the team in the East, and if Markelle Fultz is the guy you drafted to play next to Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, you got to play them together. You got to play them continuously together all season. Now, maybe by January, February, if it doesn't work, then you can scrap it and you can move them to the bench. But you got to see if that can work. You got to sacrifice some games to get those guys on the same page and let them play continuously. Now, I'm not going to continue to rant and rave about bad teams because, well, there's a lot of bad teams in the NBA. There's a lot of bad teams in the NBA. But I got some positives out of last night, too, the last two nights, man. I really like the way the Pelicans played. Alfred Payton cut his hair. Now he's playing different. You see, you get a grown-up haircut, you play like a grown-up. You saw that there? He ain't looking like the Weeknd no more. You know what I'm saying? He got a grown-up haircut, and he's playing like a... Now, he is playing next to Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday. So, you know. But the Pelicans looked good last night. I don't know if they gave me hope for the season. I don't think Houston really tried to play last night, was locked in. But the Pelicans looked locked in last night. Alfred Payton played really well. And the Spurs. Spurs are going to be the Spurs. Go, Spurs, go. You know what I'm saying? That's the chance they have. Shout out to Jalen Rose for that chance. But I really do like a great player playing with a great coach. Like, there's nothing like seeing the best out of a player. And I've seen some different things out of DeMar DeRozan in that offense that he's playing with Spurs. Now, he probably don't got it down all the way. But it was some cuts here. It was some moving a different way, coming off pin downs and, like, going baseline. Like, it was some things that Pop saw in his game where he said, I could put you in my offense this way. And he got some easy buckets, and it was a bucket he had on Jimmy Butler down the stretch. And I'm like, yeah, Pop got a new toy. And he's like, yo, I know what to do with a really good player. Not to say DeMar DeRozan ain't a great player. He's really good. And I don't want to call him great because I think we throw out that word often. But he's really good. I mean, really, really good. And to play with a great coach, it's like Trace McGrady taking Kobe's spot and playing in L.A. Like, it's just putting a great player with a really great coach, a Hall of Fame coach, can make a difference in a player's career.
That is true, but I want to go back to the Pelicans real quick. You saying the Pelicans had a good game, I'm not really sold on them. Alfred Payton, yeah, he got a haircut and everything, but I'm going back to the Alfred Payton of Phoenix who didn't show up every night, who didn't play good every night. He might have showed up, and he played good defense, but on the offensive side, he didn't show up. I know he had a triple-double. I don't see Etan Moore playing a good, scoring 21 game, 21 points, having a good game like he did. I think they need some more help for Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday are going to be there all year. I do like the addition of Julius Randle. I think Mirotić going to be playing good all year, but I'm not really sold on them yet. I'm going to need to see more games out there. As far as the Spurs go, like you said, Spurs are going to be Spurs. Getting DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard was a decent trade for him since Kawhi Leonard wanted out. I think Kawhi Leonard is a much better player than DeMar DeRozan. Offense, they buy more for what, but on the defense side of the ball, that's what Kawhi Leonard stands out. He's a better rebounder. He's just all-around better player. But I think they're going to work with with DeMar DeRozan, and they're going to have a good year. But I think it'll be better off with Kawhi Leonard. That's my take on that.
I know Kawhi wanted out, but I'm just telling you, I just seen out of DeMar DeRozan. I was like, this is good. Him playing with Pop is going to be good for his career. You're going to see some different sides of his game that we've never seen. He is and we are, and I'm excited for it. Now, what I didn't like was Carl Anthony Towns last night. I didn't like how he played. I didn't like his demeanor. I didn't like how he carried himself. Wiggins played with some edge to him to let everybody know that he's worth the money, that whatever Jimmy Butler said about him ain't true. He still don't play great defense, but, you know, he tried last night. I saw some effort out of him, but I was really disappointed in Carl Anthony Towns last night, just truly disappointed in his game. And I just feel like, you know, when you start a season, you got to make that first impression strong. And he didn't dominate. He didn't dominate LaMarcus Aldridge. He didn't dominate Pau Gasol. I mean, he's supposed to be one of the best bigs in the league. It's like him and Anthony Davis are the big man version of, would you rather have Chris Paul or Darren Williams? And if anybody that enjoyed the game of basketball in the mid-2000s, that was the conversation of most people who love the NBA. Would you rather have Darren Williams or Chris Paul? And I think that's the conversation. It's not a conversation. Everybody would rather have Anthony Davis. But I saw early on that people were like, would you rather have Carl Anthony Towns or Anthony Davis? And Carl Anthony Towns did not show up. Anthony Davis showed up game one to let everybody know, you better pick me. 9 times out of 10, you better pick me. And I was disappointed that Carl Anthony Towns didn't show up and embrace the moment of being one of the best players in this league.
Well, you know, I'm Carl Anthony Towns going to be all right. Yeah, he didn't show up in the first game, and it might have been because of the drama going on with the team, but he's going to be all right during this season. Anthony Davis is Anthony Davis. I mean, Anthony Davis is one of the best players in the league. He said he is the best player in the league. And, you know, until, you know, right now, the first game, he played like the best player in the league. But I think Carl Anthony Towns, once he gets the season up on him, you know, gets away from some of that drama, he's going to be all right. What I did like is I liked what Jeff Tee did. Jeff Tee had 27 points. He played good defense. Like you said, Andrew Wiggins played pretty good. But it's always a little improvement for him because his field goal percentage is not that great. But he's not a three-point shooter, not a three-point three, but he is a mid-range scorer, though. But Derrick Rose, he played pretty good for Derrick Rose on two bad knees. So I see Minnesota could be – I still think Minnesota's a playoff team, but they do need to get away from some of the drama. I don't know if they're going to trade Jimmy or not, but I think that they'll be all right, and I think they'll make the playoffs. I just don't know what seed. I put them like 6 or 7, probably.
Okay, yeah, Vince. All right, yeah. I'm with that. Vince, we got a caller. Let's see what the caller. Let's see what the caller says. Hello, caller. Where you from, man? Tell me something about yourself.
John in Pittsburgh, and I have a pick against the spread in the NBA tonight for your loyal listeners.
Okay.
I think you have to look and start at the Lakers of Portland, and it's not a full game bet. So what I'm recommending is Portland -1 for the first quarter. Now you have the perfect storm. The owner just died. And if you follow the NBA, home teams, their first game at home to open the season are very profitable over the long haul. So I think what you're going to see is Portland getting out to a fast start. LeBron James is going to try to work in everybody. I don't think he's going to come out himself and try to get his early. And I could see Portland getting out to an early lead, LeBron James making a late charge, and it could go either way. But I really like the first quarter bet for Portland minus one. If you look at last year, Portland at home, there are only three other teams, Philly, Toronto, and Houston, that had a better margin of lead after the first quarter than Portland. So I think with all things considered, it's going to be very emotional with the owner. The Blazers are going to come out on fire tonight. Lakers are, you know, just still trying to work everyone in. Portland basically has the same team as last year, everyone returning. So I think early in the game they get off and they cover that 1 point in the first quarter.
All right. Thanks, John. Pittsburgh, man. Hey, appreciate that line. I know our listeners are going to appreciate that for all the gamblers out there. And thanks for checking in with the Sports Team Show, man. Call back once again for any more tips about games, man. We appreciate the love, man. Continue to listen to the show and tell your friends about us. Thanks, John.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Man.
Yes.
Yeah, you still there?
I'm still here. I think he's right about Portland, though, man. I think they're going to come out.
It's
going to be a real emotional game. Paul Allen died.
Yeah.
The team coming up. Damian Lillard, you know, he's ready to play. C.J. McCollum, he's going to be ready to play. I think Portland might pull this game out tonight, though. What's your thing?
Oh, yeah. Emotional game. Paul Allen, Dame Lillard loved him. And, yeah, he's, John's right, man, from Pittsburgh. That bet in the first quarter may be right. You know, I'm not with the quarter-by-quarter bets because, you know, you're living and dying in each quarter to me. But that was a good call. It may, by 1 point, that may be a good call by John. But that leads us to where we were headed to, and I appreciate John for listening and all the listeners for calling in and giving us your thoughts. Let's go to our sports pick for tonight, man. Let's go to let's start off with what John started off with, Portland and L.A. Man, even though Paul Allen died, may he rest in peace, and one of the owner of the Portland Trail Blazers, I still think L.A. going to show up tonight. I still think LeBron, you know, will show up. He wants to get the team off to a start, a really good start, and I feel like he's going to lead. Maybe the first quarter he'll lead because he knows that Portland going to come out like games, but LeBron is the most intelligent basketball player we've seen since Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. Like, just – and Tim Duncan. Just gets it. Like, understands the game, time possession, how the crowd feels, how to start off a game. Like, he knows what to do to a team. Like, sometimes he'll wait, and sometimes he knows that you can't wait, and he'll just go into attack mode. And I just feel like that's what he's going to do tonight. I don't doubt what John's saying. I'm just saying that LeBron is a savant, and he understands moments and situations, and he's going to come out going, and Dame Lillard's going to come out going. It could be a really great game. It could be a long night. It could be overtime. It could be a late game. So, you know, I really do think L.A. can win. Vance, what you think?
Well, I think LeBron's going to have to come out fast because, like you said, Portland, this emotional high, you know, trying to, you know, do one for the team on the play, really good for the team on. But I think in the end that Portland's going to win this game because of the fact that they're playing for their owner and they're playing for national televised game and everybody's going to be hyped. But the Lakers going to have it. The Lakers are going to come out strong. And LeBron is going to get the young guys behind him. But in the end, I think Portland's going to win this game just because I think that Portland is a team and Lakers are trying to build them a team. The Lakers not there yet because they have too many new players on their team right now. Portland's been together for a couple of years now. They just got a good nucleus right now. And I think at the beginning of the year, not later on in the year, that Portland right now is a better team than the Lakers. So I'm going to pick Portland for tonight.
Okay. All right. We differ. Also, we got the Bulls, Sixers. And I'm going to take the Sixers, man. I'm going to take Ben Simmons. I've seen him game one. And it is – he just reminds me of a young LeBron, just without the confidence to shoot a jump shot like young LeBron did. Remember, young LeBron still shot a jump shot even though he didn't have one. And I really do like the way he's playing. I don't necessarily like the way Brett Brown coaches or his substitution pattern, but I just believe their talent's going to win out. But I really do like the young up-and-starting Bulls. I call them young Bulls. The young Bulls. No, I call them, hey, young Bull. Yeah, the young Bulls, they got marketing, he's out, but I mean, you got Levine, you got Chris Dunn, man, you got Wendell Carter Jr., man, Bobby Portis. They got some guys who could really play basketball. They got basketball players, and sometimes that's all you need on your team, really good basketball players. I think it's going to be a good game. I think Levine's going to play well, but I think Ben Simmons is just the next, man, is he baby Bron, like baby Jordan, like Carolina? Man, he's the young prince. If LeBron's the king, he's the first prince.
Well, I'm going to take Philly tonight. And I'm going to take Philly. I think Ben Simmons is Ben Simmons. I don't think he's the next LeBron or anything because, like you said, Ben Simmons' jump shot needs some serious work. But he finds a way to score. He rebounds the ball well. I think that the Philly's going to win tonight because, like I said about the Lakers, the Bulls are kind of inexperienced. Like you said, the young Bulls, the Bulls are not really yet. And I think even Philly got a game up on their belt. It's the second game. It's the Bulls' first game. I think that Philly is going to take this one tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially the way Joel Embiid played against Boston the other night, the way Baines played him, Al Horford played him. I think he's going to let everybody know, man. He wants to win the MVP. But right now, Ben Simmons is playing well better than him. Our last game, man, Heat Wizards, man. He just played last night. They got a lot of injuries. But I feel like the back-to-back for them, first night, they played hard, but they didn't play well enough to win with all the injuries that they had. And I just feel like the Wizards, John Wall, going to come out, Bradley Beal, and this is their year. To me, this is make or break for the Wizards. Like, either they figure it out this year or you got to dismantle that thing. Like, seriously, either you can figure it out now or you dismantle. Like, because I just can't see John Wall and Bradley Beal keep going up and down this road of, I don't like you, but we got to work together. Or either they figure out their friendship or figure out their own court relationship and off-the-court relationship in order to get this thing going. Because if not, the Wizards are going to have to blow this thing up, man. They just can't invest that money in Bradley Beal and John Wall and Otto Porter, nor they gave Otto Porter all the money in the world, and continue to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to win a championship with this team like this as is. Because you can't. You just can't.
Well, I don't think they need – first of all, let me make the first pick, the pick first. I think the Wizards are going to be Miami tonight. And I don't think that the Wizards need to blow their team up if they don't make it to the conference finals or anything like that this year. You got two players that's really good. You got John Wall and Bradley Beal. That's the head of your team. You got Marcus Morris. You got Otto Porter. You have Jeff Green now. You got Dwight Howard, even though Dwight Howard is hurt. And a lot of people don't think Dwight Howard still got – I think he still got something to tank. I think the Wizards are going to prove a lot of people wrong this year. I'm not saying they're going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, but I think they're going to be third or fourth seed. And tonight, I think they're going to beat Miami because Miami – it's Miami. Miami, like we always say, Miami just got some decent all-right players for the NBA. Gordon Dragic hadn't been playing the same as he played in Phoenix. Whiteside, he's a good player, but I think Whiteside is hearing echoes about him being traded, so he wondering what's going on. Justin Winslow, to me, he plays good defense, but his offensive game hasn't caught up to his defense. I mean, you got a lot of players that's pretty good, decent, on Miami team, and like I said, I think the Wizards stars, John Wall and Bradley Beal, going to show up tonight, and I think the Wizards are going to win this game.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm really hopeful for the Wizards that they figure it out. And not that I don't want them to blow it up. I want them to figure it out. I want them to figure out their lineups and get everybody going, but it's got to be on John Wall and Bradley Beal to figure this thing out. They have to come together. I don't know, go to couples counseling, whatever it takes, because we've been waiting for the Wizards for a while. They're one of the five backcourts in the NBA, and we've been waiting for them. And sometimes you're like, man, we're waiting. It's like that nice couple, like, oh, man, that couple is really good together. Man, and all of a sudden, you're like, they're going to get married. And
what
they never get married.
What
happened to them? Yeah, they never get married. And I want them to figure it out. I think John Wall is one of the best point guards in the NBA, top five. And I mean point guard. Like, I ain't talking about Steph Curry. shoot the three, and we call him a point guard and not lead the team in assists. I'm talking about true point guard, get other players involved. And he's one of the top five point guards in the NBA. But I really want the Wizards to figure it out. And they got the Heat coming off of back-to-back. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You better win this game. If they don't win this game tonight, you just know it's going to be a long season for them. It's going to be a long season. Because the Heat just played in Orlando. So you leave Orlando last night after an emotional three-point loss. Then you fly to D.C., and you lose on back-to-back. Miami, yeah. And all your players are hurt, too. They only got all their players. So the Wizards should win this game. So if you want to place a bet, the points are six. It should be at least an 8 or 10 point win. So if anybody's playing a bet out there listening to our podcast show, Sports Team, take the six. But Vance, what you doing back there, man? Can't be farting on the show, dog. Cut that out.
It's not a fart. It's a chair move.
Studio podcast etiquette, man.
Yeah, well. It is what it is right now. But, yeah, tonight I think that the Wizards are going to take the game. Like you said, but I think one more thing I want to talk about, John Wall. John Wall has had a different offseason. Like, a lot of people have been questioning him, his effort, his work ethic, whatever you want to say. And I think John Wall has something to prove this year. John Wall also said he wants to be MVP one year. And I think that, you know, like you said, he's a grown man. He can live his own life. He knows what he needs to do to get ready for the season. He's going to be ready. And I think he's going to be ready. And I think he's going to come out tonight showing that. And I think he's going to show that this year. But, yeah. But other than that,
I don't think he MVP John Wall. I don't think he MVP John Wall.
I mean, I don't think he MVP John Wall, but I think he's a top five point guard in the league, John Wall. I think he's that.
Yeah.
I think him, Bradley Beal. I mean, I'm not saying they are all top players.
Yeah, I think Anthony Davis, this is the MVP for him to lose. Like, this is his MVP this year. Like, if they continue to play well and have, like, at least a top four in the Western Conference, their top four in the Western Conference, he wins the MVP hands down. He's the best. The way I seen it last night, he looks like one of the best players, and he is the best player in the league.
So you're not going to wait till the Milwaukee play, huh? You're not going to wait till Milwaukee play and see about that MVP candidate, huh?
No, I've seen the Greek Freak, and I'm telling you, I just Anthony Davis just pops off the screen. He just pops off the TV. You see him, he stands out. But, yeah. But John Wall, MVP, they have to win like 65 games. He's got to have like 10 and 8.
But he can everything, though. He can do it. I think he can.
Wait. No,
like
no.
I said.
25-15-8. That's what John Wall got to do to win MVP.
15 assists, 8 rebounds?
Yes. 25 points, 15 assists, 8 rebounds. And they have to win 6 games because that's at least 65 games for John Wall to win MVP.
I don't think they have to win 65 games. I don't think he have to average that much. I put 25-10 and by 8. That'll be a good number. But we don't know this beginning of the year. I think let me just see what everybody else is doing. But like you said, if Anthony Davis come out playing like this all year, which I think he's going to tail off somewhere, I don't know if he's going to win. I'm not going to give him the MVP right now. It's too much of a season got to be played to give him MVP right now. But he did look good last night.
Five, two podcasts in a row, man. This whole week, man. Are we back, or are we just BS? Are we back?
Hopefully we back. And I like to say thank you to John for calling in from Pittsburgh, for being one of our first callers this year. I thank him again for that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for giving the line, John. Call again. If y'all want to call into the show, man, and ask his advice about, you know, basketball, we do a lot about football. not so much about hockey. I can give you a little baseball, but hey, call back, man. We willing to be our sports friends this year. Shout out to the sports fiends and all the sports fiends out there. This is the Sports Fiends Podcast. Signing off. Me and Vince. Peace out.